in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is Friday, the 11th of January. I'll get the 11th out without stumbling. My name is John Stadtmiller, and out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you?
James.
Yes.
The little kitty yarn, you know, the little, when we have little kittens, we'll take grandma's or mom's yarn and we'll wrap it up in a little ball and throw it on the floor and let the kitty play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty unraveled it and strangled himself. I'm looking at the markets this morning. These people are on Wall Street. They are sweating bullets.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And there's two things that I've seen and that are coming that are really serious in terms of the attention of the public that's going to happen now. It's that the timing of it is really, really, really ironic. The irony of it all kills me. As you well know, and most of America knows, everybody most likely is going to turn most of their attention on the number one rated show of all time coming up, American Idol. And that's going to be starting. And I know that's going to be a major diversion for everybody. But I would suggest that everybody,
nobody in this audience.
Don't marry your life to that. Because, even though it's the most watched show and most people are going to start campaigning on that, I'm sure, just remember, it's all part of the, conditioning and, getting you to divert your attention elsewhere when really you need to divert your attention right here.
Well, you know, I'm this morning, I'm half awake, I'm half asleep. And when we're in that semi-dream state or that semi-unconscious state, this is how Thomas Edison used to get some of his ideas. He literally did sleep deprivation on himself, would sit in a chair and hold a marble or a steel ball bearing and sit in a chair with that in his hand. And when he would start to go into deep sleep, he would relax and the ball would hit the floor and he'd wake up. Well, he discovered that being in that state, that kind of lucid, semi-unconscious state, this is where the creativity between the subconscious and the conscious mind would connect. And by the way, folks, this is where a lot of the ingenious stuff that you think about comes from, way in the deep recesses of your mind. This morning I'm thinking, you know, half asleep, half awake, why don't we have a terrorist truth bomb in this country?
Exactly. And it should be used with media entities all over the place. Luckily, there are ways that the electronic environment help us. So, as I've suggested, and John, you know, everybody out there that has a broadcast ability, whether it's YouTube, whether it's the internet, whether it's TV, radio, all of that should be able to use it as an instrument that actually helps everybody out.
This morning, I get a call from my wife, and she is busier. The secretary works only here Monday through Thursday. Generally, Fridays are relatively slow. That's Fridays. Everybody's gearing up to do whatever they have to do. And, well, generally, it's just been a slow day. Well, not today. Republic Trading Group, these deals are rolling in right and left. Remember our conversation last night?
Oh, yeah.
We need somebody. I'm telling you. Dow Jones was down 247, NASDAQ 44. The U.S. dollar is sitting at 75.97. Oh, and by the way, just in case you wanted to know, gold broke 900 bucks an ounce this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to continue to climb.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Anybody awake out there yet?
Thank you, Don Henley. Is he still living in Texas?
I think he is.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. There's the big, he did that song, and he didn't get thrown off and have his career thrown all over the place like the Dixie Chicks, did they?
No. But it's a funny thing about this. You will never, ever. This is the recorded version and not on-air version. I hope I was quick enough to cut out that little expletive. But this guy... He knows.
Oh, he knows. He's known for a long time. You can hear it in his music.
A long, long time. And it's subtle. sometimes, but this song was not. It's been an inside job. They're very well connected. People sitting in the ivory tower, they don't care, folks. I'm not telling you. I'm watching.
It's hard for people to believe that, but they really don't.
I don't believe it.
I can attest to that after dealing with people for 8 years who have just got gone through total kind of psychic terrorism by their own people that live near them in the banks and the way the whole construct is set up.
Yeah. Are you feeling like I am today, just absolutely sucked dry of energy?
No, because I'm getting ready to party hard tonight. I have a birthday party coming up. I'm getting ready to drop the hammer in the Hollywood style with complete debauchery. It's going to be great.
Whose birthday?
Mine.
Really?
Yeah.
And how old are we going to be?
I'll spare you the pictures.
Oh, gosh. Oh, come on. Hey, we got a caller here. Who's our caller? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Hey, my wife and I were sitting here watching C-SPAN this morning. I don't know if you caught it the first half hour, but the topic was the economy. But this guy called in. He's an older fella, and he said that he threw in his 2 cents about the economy, but he added that him and his wife just retired, and she took all her gold when it hit $800 an ounce and cashed it in. The host says, well, what are you going to do with the money? And he said, we're going to take a cruise. I looked at my wife, says, they're about to board the Titanic.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, let's sell my gold so I can go play.
Right.
I'll tell you what, this office, I suppose I shouldn't say things like this, but this office did over $1 million in gold so far today.
And it's
only half over.
Wow.
We have been watching and waiting for people to snap awake. This is something they have never seen before out there in the economy. There's a lot of fear out there, a lot of joblessness. It is a recession. You watch these financial shows, you listen to our dear president. We're not in a recession. The fundamentals are still strong. Yeah, there we go. No, they're not. And this is almost criminality in itself. And I can understand politically trying to put on a happy face, hoping for, against hope, that you'll squeeze through this thing. And there's no squeezing through this. But watching this, you can't. And here's the thing. You can't even sue these people for misdirecting or even lying to you. You can't even sue the news media for misreporting news.
Fraud.
It is total fraud.
Basement, the whole thing. And, yeah. But you can do other things, though. You can use public humiliation. You can use misdirection. You can use all sorts of techniques to expose somebody and discredit them. Because credibility is the only currency of any value left in the United States or anywhere in the world. So everybody that's listening to this, and John knows this, and everybody else in Hollywood listening and all over the world, that's the real currency, credibility.
Well, I'll let you guys go.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell my gold and take a trip. You know, I mean, folks, think about this. And I've been telling people this for better than a decade. You know, one of these years, put off your expensive European vacation, or don't buy that boat this year. Take the money that you were either going to finance, maybe put a downstroke on, or if you're going to pay for it outright, if you were lucky enough to have those kind of funds, don't do it this year. Do something simpler. Take that money, buy the gold when it was at $250, $300 an ounce, and you would have had a very good rate of return. Well, it's not too late, folks, because this joyride is far, far from over. Just counting for inflation, just factoring in the inflation on gold right now, it should be going for $2,400 an ounce, and that's not talking about
$2,400 an ounce.
And that's making
wow.
Yeah, and this is how they have suppressed the prices of gold, because this is what the globalists themselves use. They know what real money is, so they kept suppressing it. It did a couple of things. It allowed them to keep making more money. It also allowed them to keep the illusion going that, well, you know, hey, things aren't that bad, because look, gold is only at 5.25 or 5.50. Well, when it broke the 750 mark, that got a few people's attention, and then they went back to sleep. A lot of people out there are waiting for gold to drop back down. I am here to tell you, folks, it is never going to come back down. It'll maybe come down a couple of bucks, maybe $10, $20, maybe on a day. But if you look at the trend on gold, it is continuing to skyrocket. And silver, for you folks out there that don't have a whole lot of liquidity, and this is the point of the show, is trying to free up more of your, I don't even like to use the term obligations, even though, James, that's how they feel.
Yeah, I know that's how they feel.
I am not obligated to Jesse James and the gang robbing me at gunpoint on the stagecoach down here on the Chisholm Trail. Excuse me. The game is over.
Yeah, it is over. I think people need to really think about that this weekend, about that, and shut off their TV, shut off, have a little media fast, sit down with your friends and family, and figure out what you're going to do. Because now that you just told me the gold prices are, I mean, I knew they were going to go up anyway, but now it's really going to start. It's really going to start.
Well, and again, if you look at this, I mean, this is let me just give you what Uncle Ben said, Helicopter Ben. And well, obviously the most obvious starting point for the discussion and the prelude and the pre-sale of the Federal Reserve rate cut coming on the 30th of this month, folks. Drum roll for the next couple of weeks here. Or earlier, should markets get out of hand and tank as a show of impatience. The mere fact that the Fed chair was talking about cutting interest rates in a speech yesterday is evidence of their importance. Now, not to you, folks. Not to you. This has nothing to do with you. They are lowering the prime rates to make it easier for them to loan money to each other. They're still afraid to do that. They don't know how bad the books are. The bad information is still coming in. Bank of America is getting ready to buy out one of the largest mortgage companies in the United States, that if they don't and cough up $6 billion for it, it's going to be in bankruptcy. And this mortgage company holds one-sixth of all the mortgages in this country. That's a lot of mortgages. But they're doing this for one good reason. Number one, they have the $6 billion, even though they have had all these write-downs. They still have a lot of assets and cash. They don't want to touch it because that's theirs. Oh, how did they get theirs? They took it from you.
Mm-hmm.
But $6 billion.
That's right.
They really did.
I hope people understand that part.
Yeah.
I want you to go. That they took it from you. Okay. You created their wealth by doing something out of nothing. Getting a credit card was the one thing.
Yeah.
And for all of you that, let me tell you something. For the people that have credit card debt and it's accumulated, all the merchants got paid. Everybody got paid. But you are the money. You created it.
That's right.
So even though you feel as if you're obligated to your debts, you are actually not. And that's really brave thing for me to say, but you actually are not. Because of what's happened to your masters and what they're doing to you, it's time for you to reconfigure that entire thinking process once and for all, yesterday.
And this is what they want you to do. They want you to keep paying the interest on your cards. They want you to keep paying the interest, in spite of the fact that you know the whole thing is based on a fraud, one gigantic fraud.
I was going to ask you, John, before I forget, I was watching on CNN, and they did a quick, maybe 30 seconds, that everybody in Congress got a pay raise. Or is that the House of Representatives? Somebody got a pay raise. And I'm like, this whole thing is going down. These people are supposed to be their public servants for us that we have put there, and they're getting pay raises. It's $4,000 a year.
Yeah.
Well,
they're probably looking at this and, oh, you know, we've got to be protected. We've got to keep up with inflation. We need cost of living allowance. You ever thought of the word cola, folks? And I'm not talking Pepsi or Coke. Hey, cola. Cost of living allowance based on what? Inflation that's based on a fraudulent currency that's devaluing. That's what it is. There's your cola. Would you like a little cherry in that? We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, here's what Uncle Ben said yesterday. He's the great converter of real wealth to funny money. Even as the outlook, and this is his words, even as the outlook for real activity has weakened, there has been some important developments on the inflation front, most notably the same increase in oil prices that may be a negative influence on growth is also lifting overall consumer prices. Lifting. Read that, folks. It's not lifting the price. It is driving the price up. They're very careful in the verbiage that they use. We don't want to be too negative about this. The negative influence on growth is lifting overall consumer prices and probably putting some upward pressure on core inflation measures as well. Last year, food prices also increased, he used the word, exceptionally rapidly by recent standards, further boosting overall consumer price inflation. Thus far, inflation's expectations appear to have remained reasonably well anchored, and pressures on resource utilization have diminished a bit. However, any tendency, and I'll tell you why the pressures on resource utilization have diminished. You know what that just said? That you're using less gasoline because you can't afford it.
That's right.
You're using less of a commodity because your money is being sucked up someplace else by way of inflation. He says, let me get through this. However, any tendency of inflation expectations to become unmoored for the Fed's inflation-fighting credibility to be eroded could greatly complicate the task of sustaining price stability and reduce the central bank's policy flexibility to counter shortfalls in growth in the future. What a load of crap. Accordingly,
yeah, that's right.
In the months ahead, we will be closely monitoring the inflation situation, particularly as regards in inflation expectation. So they're now expecting it. Monetary policy has responded proactively to evolving condition. As you know, the committee cut its target for the federal funds rate by 50 basis points at its September meeting and 25 basis points each at the October and December meetings. In total, therefore, we have brought the funds rate down by a percentage point from the level just before financing strains emerged. In other words, the bubble blew up. The Federal Reserve took these actions to help offset the restraints imposed by tightening of credit conditions. There is no credit because these people have overextended it. The fraud has been exposed, and there ain't no money to lend. Read it that
That's
way.
Right. Yeah, read it that way.
Now, by the tightening of credit conditions and the weakening of the housing market, however, in light of recent changes in the outlook for its risk to growth, additional policy easing may well be necessary. He is talking about another Fed rate cut. The committee will, of course, be careful evaluating incoming information bearing on economic outlook. Based on that evaluation and consistent with our dual mandate, we stand ready to take a substantive additional action as needed to support growth and to provide adequate insurance against downside risk. All right. Let me tell you what he just said.
Yeah, decode that.
He just said we're going to lower the prime rate. Yeah, we know that inflation is there. We're going to be on guard for it, but don't worry. By the way, you didn't see anything mentioned in here about the average American and how this Fed rate cut is going to affect them. Why he didn't say that is because he knows damn well, right well, it won't. The only thing this is going to do is ease the tensions a little bit in the banking system. It's going to allow them to borrow funds at a cheaper rate, but this has devastating effects. It devalues the dollar. The inflation is going to fire up even more than the 12% we're at right now, which is going to drive the value of the dollar down even further on the world markets. Now, here it is, folks. Why is that important right now? Well, it's important to the Fed because they've got to borrow $2 billion plus dollars a day just to run and pay the bills that the federal government has right now. Problem is, they don't have anybody to sell the debt to anymore because they're doing insane things with their monetary policy inside this country. You're now seeing the red Chinese, folks. Communist China buying into American banks, buying up assets in this country. We're having a fire sale because we didn't have a stable money, honest money, gold, silver-backed currency that was stable for us. This was the play toy of the global elite, the globalist, if you will, and it has absolutely killed this country. Now, The remarks on this, any students of economics knows when rates drop below the current rate of inflation, the seeds are sown for an even more devastating decline in the future. But if it can be pushed out a number of years, then today's crop of politicians will survive and their reputation's intact. And that will give rise to endless claims of their glory, despite the example of the former Fed boss, Sir You-Know-Who, actually sowing the seeds of this during his tenure. The longer-term reality seems lost on the masses. People who built the housing bubble and now foreclosures ought to be in prison, but who cares if they got theirs?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. James, I'm thinking there about this coming into the office today. This is going to hit people. They are not going to know what even happened to them. All they're going to be doing is tuning into Fox News and CNN and ABC and NBC and MSNBC and all of these places that have not. They would much rather cover stories about Britney Spears, her pregnant sister, than to actually have a little sit-down chat and bring on experts that are going to tell you the truth as to exactly what condition our condition is really in. And it is massively, massively upside down. And there is no getting out of this, folks. The number one reason, well, it could be because the government of the United States owes about $100 trillion. That's how much they are really in debt. Forget the $9 trillion figure you hear. It's $100 trillion, and you can't retire that debt with a debt instrument because that bears interest as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Merrill Lynch is set to take another $15 billion cut on statements due to their mortgage losses. And the aforementioned Countrywide is going to be purchased by Bank of America for a paltry $6 billion. That is to keep it from going bankrupt, folks. The last thing they need right now is companies, mortgage companies or banks right now in this country going bankrupt.
Well, I got a news flash, and this came in from – there's two major unions that govern the entertainment business, and well, actually, it's three. There's the Writers Guild, which is on strike. There's AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and then the Screen Actors Guild. Now, this just happened recently, and this came out in January 2008, that Axiom International, which is one of the large payroll companies that does all the banking for the unions, has gone bankrupt, filed. This year, right at the beginning here, January 8th, right in the beginning. So this, now, for those of you that are working in the media entertainment industry, I know all you're listening out there, now you're starting to see from a larger picture how this is starting to trickle down as how it's going to affect you and how you're going to be cashing checks and how much money you're going to be making. All with all the inflation, you're starting to see the little patterns starting to occur more and more. Because I know all of you, your awareness level has been limited due to TV, due to the industry that you're in, due to some of you making some of this garbage up and getting paid for it, all of you, now you're starting to feel it right at home, right in your pocketbook, right now.
By the way, Warner Brothers is about to cut 1,000 workers due to the ongoing writer's strike, and but the Weinstein Company has signed a deal to get back to work. But folks, what we were talking about here about Uncle Ben, yes, and the conversion currency, yeah, they're going to cut the Fed rates. Yes, that's going to put upward pressure on pricing. No, it's going to fire up inflation at an even accelerated rate. Already, it's already sitting at 12% right now. 15% by the first quarter, and then from there on, we'll just have to keep watching it. But the net result of this is this stretches their ability to survive a little while longer, while this puts the pressure as a tax. Look at it this way. It is a tax on your savings, your earnings, your value. Your housing values are declining. Your dollar is declining in value. The cost of just gasoline, services, anything out there is going to keep spiraling out of sight. In the meantime, it gives a little bit more insulation to the banks, a tiny bit more breathing room. That's why they're doing this. But again, folks, this shows you the concern that the Fed and the United States government has for your pocketbook. They have zero regard for you, because this is coming out of your pocket, your savings, your assets, or your assets.
Right.
It's coming out
so,
of it.
So, everybody, credit card debts, school loans, all that stuff, if you guys are in way over your head, what most of you are, now is the time to deal with it. You want to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. You want to listen to the 12-minute overview that we have regarding court mediation services and Brad Daly. You can dial the following number, which is 888-213-7655. Listen to that thoroughly. Also go into the archives and listen to the November 1st broadcast we did last year regarding this gentleman's work, what he's doing, and what it's going to do to your financial future. Because if you think you had problems 6 months ago, because most of you, change is such a scary word for most people that you don't realize that 6 months ago you think you had problems then. Now it's really gonna tighten the noose in some fashion. You're gonna either feel it at the gas pumps, you're gonna feel it in your rent, you're gonna feel it in your utilities, you're gonna feel it in your payroll, you're gonna feel all of that. So now is the time to really, modify your thinking and modify your behavior and prepare yourself.
And if you don't think, ladies and gentlemen, and the news medias will talk about the giant corporations as their buds and pals, but they won't really tell you. This is another thing that this character at this hotel said yesterday, that, isn't it great that we have Walmart? That's when it really upset me, and I got angry enough that I almost said something. I stood up at that point and decided just to quietly walk out of the room. But how's this one? Judy Moriarty, that I've had on this program before, not on this one, but on the network. Candidates having raised tens of millions of dollars and traveling around the country in luxury buses or private jets, arguing who has the most experience, who's a Mormon, therefore disqualified, who's not a true Republican, Ron Paul, who's picking on Hillary, Edwards, who can grab evangelical votes, who's totally ignored, Mr. Kucinich, who claims 9/11 makes him the protector of us all, Rudy Giuliani. Meanwhile, the real story of what's happening in America, evictions, foreclosures, unemployment, is being totally ignored. This experience from those who've been in the foggy bottom so long that they're mildewed has resulted in the rusting and the disappearance of the American dream. The Atlantic Journal-Constitution, January 11th, just today. Story goes, keeps eyes out for a job at Walmart. For the fourth consecutive day, people waited in lines, long lines, for a shot at a new Walmart in DeKalb County.
Oh, my God.
Pushing the total number of applicants beyond 10,000 beginning Monday.
Oh, wow.
Beginning Monday.
Wow, that's a hell of a story. Wow.
Beginning Monday, after no advertising or any signs, the throngs of the hopeful applicants continue to pour into a church converted into a job processing center, all vying for 350 available jobs. The job-seeking frenzy may be a peek into the larger economic picture, Walmart has long declined to reveal starting salaries at the store, but reports that the average hourly wage for full-time associates, $10.65 an hour.
Now, you can't live off that.
No, you can't. And here's a note on this. Walmart hires people on at mostly part-time positions. Most alarming is that Walmart is our nation's largest employer. We no longer manufacture the quality goods that America was known for. Now, Walmart is filled with the Chinese goods of inferior quality. $10 an hour is not a livable wage in these economic times of escalating prices.
You're going to not only will you have to go to a job and know that you're not going to be able to survive, you're most likely going to be forced, if you're not doing so already, to use your credit cards. And then after that, you don't even know if you have any job security because you're not even full time. And then you have to compete against everybody else who's all going to be scrambling. And then you're going to it's going to create a lot of chaos.
You know, if I was any other kind of person, James, I would have walked up to that podium yesterday and poked that guy right in the face.
I would have walked up there and just started saying, asking him the questions and asking him. I would have completely done a total pattern interrupt and completely gone off on these people.
I looked like one of them. I was all suited up. I was looking real good. I blended in real well.
Good. That's what it's going to have to take, because most people, I think, if you want to cause any real effective change, is you have to slide your way in and divide within, meaning you have to slide your way in and divide your way with the people that are doing the bad things. That's why I think it's really important to have people have a lot of behavioral flexibility. They'd be open to new ideas for change. They're not locked in this catatonic state of fear that you cannot do anything. Yes, you can do something. You can alter your behavior. You can change your destiny, and you can actually go on and have a happier life knowing now that you know the truth. Because if you don't know that and you're working in a suspicious fear state, you can't go from that state and jump into one where you're now prosperous. You're going to have to educate yourself first and prepare, plan, strategize, not only with yourself but with your friends and family too, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them.
Yes,
you're going to need them.
You better make friends with the people that you weren't friends with, whether they're family. And you're right, James. I'll tell you what, there was a reason why it's called a family unit. There's a reason why the connotations of family is looking out after each other. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a move for survival, and it's going to make any disagreements or, you know, any of the skeletons hanging in the closet, they're just going to fade into darkness, folks.
Oh yeah, because most children or college or any families that are going to go through this, they're going to borrow from one and move in with each other. It's going to alter everything. And more people are going to go and further into debt because they're going to panic. Because most people, when they're scared,
yeah,
and they hear about this, they're going to want and spend money that they don't have to mask or kind of self-medicate the anxiety.
Yeah, and folks, there is a lot of fear out there. And this, again, what's happening in the markets right now, what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the banking, what's happening with the credit cards, what's happening with the mortgages, this is instilling a lot of fear in people out there. And fear is the one thing that will keep you in stasis and keep you from making logical decisions that you need to make. And
yeah, it's true. False evidence appearing real is fear. And for everybody that's listening to this, and John, once you understand what's going on and you know how to modify your behavior, then it's easy. It's easy.
It is.
You can move forward.
It is. And folks, we're not doing this because we make a lot of money off of doing this. We don't. James, you getting rich off of this?
No. My life's basically been a disaster area since I started doing this. Actually, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of dealing with the public in very depressive states. It's a lot of learning to every person I've talked to that's joined this process with Brad Daly and Court Mediation Services. I've asked them specific questions. What are you going to do now, after? You've got this gift. You have a way of moving forward. What are you going to do? And a lot of you guys have not planned it. You've not planned it. You've got to plan it. If you walk back into the grid, having the gift that you just got and you gave to yourself to liberate yourself from all this nonsense debt, you've got to have a plan on how to survive. You've got to start going cash and carry. You're going to have to budget. You're going to have to cut back. You're going to have to change the way you live, period. That's just the way it's going to be.
And but you can still have fun, and you can still make bridges with people that you never have before, and you can still change everything, and you can still be happy in life,
well,
despite what anybody says to you.
And James, and I'll tell you what, you know, this is going to sound odd to people out there, but some people out there deserve to be knocked down a few pegs. Folks, you're only one of 6.5 billion people on the face of this planet, only dancing for a few years on it, having fun, growing up, growing middle age, growing old, and then dying. It happens in the wink of an eye. And this is going to sound strange to some of you folks out there, but it is going to be true. There are upsides to the downside of what we've been talking about. And the one
very
thing,
much so.
And the one thing that this is going to do, it is going to draw people closer together, not split them further apart, because this is going to take out all the trappings and all the glitz and all the glamour.
And divisions.
And the divisions. All of the things that kept you from other people, that gave you a false sense of security and insulation, that somehow you were king of the world and you're the most important person that was ever born on this earth, or maybe you're the most special. This is going to sound odd to people, but for some people, this is actually going to be of a benefit. It is going to save their lives.
Mm-hmm. I've bridged minds with more people and made bonds with people that I knew before, but they've been strengthened because of the information I gave them, and I told them what was up. And then, you know, that suggestion was reinforced by media such as this and information that they found. And it was like, well, they didn't believe me at first. Then, like we talked about, gave them a copy of Freedom to Fascism. Said, check this out. Look at this. And now these people are good friends of mine and the clients I've dealt with for years. I've gotten emails from them. Their lives are different. 3 years ago, I was dealing with people with way over $300,000 of credit card debt. And now their lives are very different. They're very tuned in. They follow their money. They've bonded with other people that have gone through the process. It will bring you together, and there are positive effects, because every disaster has a blessing in disguise. Every disaster.
You know, and I hope people get past the prepackaged, pre-digested, the Madison Avenue frame of mind we find ourselves in. When you're looking to cast a vote for the presidency of 2009, I hope you're going to vote for Ron Paul, because, and I'm telling you what, I seriously need to talk to this guy, because he needs to take on the financial issue and bury these clowns that he's standing on stage with.
Yeah.
I watched the debates last night on Fox News. He declined the post-partum interview with Sean Hannity and Alan Combs. He said, I'm not going to do it. Fox has treated him rather shabbily. And I forget the guy's name. I can still see his face burned into my brain. But the first question that was asked of Ron Paul was, well, this 9/11 thing, you know, do you think it was an inside job? And, you know, and he just stopped. And he said, you know what? Basically, he said, I'm not going to even dignify that really with an answer. He played it off a little bit. And then the other question that came back to him, same thing. The other candidates were getting questions of great importance. He was relegated, and he just stopped them right there. And he said, look, I'm not going to play that. I'm going to chime in on what's been talked on about the stage in the last 20 minutes. That's where I want to talk about. And he got a little bit more forceful. But I'm going to tell you what, folks. Ron Paul is not your Mitt Romney. He is not a glamorous guy. He doesn't have that appeal like Obama has. But I'm telling you what, I don't care who's running the company that I work for. I don't care if he's an ugly old warted fart. As long as he knows what he's doing and I know I got a job next week, what do I care what he looks like? I want to know if the guy's got a sound financial mind, he makes sound business practices, he's looking out for his workers. Well, let's use that analogy as an American, a voter, looking at Ron Paul as president. I don't care what the guy looks like. He's 72 years old. What the hell are you going to look like when you're 72? But he's got a heart as big as Texas, and he knows what ails this country. Oh, by the way, this morning, CNN just had to slip in a little story. Oh, several years ago, Mr. Ron Paul was connected with KKK. It was,
oh, please.
It was some newsletter that was cooked up.
That's what they did?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, anything to denigrate this man. And I'll tell you what.
What did I tell you, sir? Public humiliation through media. That's what they're doing.
That's exactly
what I said. Look, that's what I said. People out there that are on the Ron Paul campaign, what you just said, John, is exactly the type – that is a type of, well, let's call it psychic terrorism, suggestive terrorism through media entities, triggering responses, triggering opinions, triggering, we knew there was something about this guy, and now they're going to run with that all over the place. So everybody that's working for Ron Paul, now you know. Okay, you get that, what John just said? Now you know you need to use other more smart, because he who has the smartest mind in this thing will win. You can use other smart countermeasures to beat that on the other candidates if you want.
You know, I just hope, and anger sometimes is appropriate, but sometimes you lose a communicative edge when you get angry. And Ron Paul is a gentleman. He is restrained. But I'll tell you what, I don't want to be around when this guy blows. I really don't, because he's being ridiculed. He's being poked fun at. He's asked loaded questions, anything to denigrate this man and keep him out of the favorite box and the ballot box for the American people. Most disgusting display I've ever seen in my life. And they call themselves Americans. I'm ashamed.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Off the Ron Paul War Room website, Lee Rogers, last night's Republican presidential debate, Lee Rogers is on this network, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, He writes, this was one of the most sickening and disgusting displays yet. Fox News, which uses the slogan fair and balanced, ran the most unfair, unbalanced, and slanted presidential debates in U.S. history. The moderators asked questions specifically directed at presidential candidate Ron Paul that were obviously crafted to make him look bad. The debate looked like something out of George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. They even allowed the discredited Frank Luntz to air another stage and scripted focus group. Now, Fox News has sunk to a new low in journalistic integrity, and the GOP should start pulling any support from presidential debates put on by Fox News.
Man, Fox, what a bunch of whores.
They are.
Lowlifes, sellouts, they got no honor, they got no code, all those people that are working there that you guys are, you know, I know who your agents are anyway because I've dealt with them before. You guys are the biggest losers, biggest losers. You're gutless turds, okay?
Well, and listen to this. Carl Cameron, the one I talked about, had asked that loaded question about 9/11. One of the debate moderators for Fox News asked Dr. Paul if he were electable when he's the only true conservative running on a Republican ticket. Now, he actually said that. You know, Mr. Paul, do you really think that you're electable? That's the question that came out of this guy's face. And Dr. Paul looked at him and he said, what kind of question is that? What do you mean, am I electable? He said, I am
good.
A Republican.
See, I want him to, that's good. He's getting into it now, finally. Getting a little sarcastic, getting back at them. That's
absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
And Carl Cameron was sitting there like a bloated little peacock. He was so proud of himself that he was designated to be the guy to go after Ron Paul. It was the most, he was literally sitting there squirming and smiling. He was so happy. But when he asked Ron Paul that, he said, what do you mean? He said, I'm the only candidate up here that understands the Constitution, isn't abiding by it.
That is even mentioning it in any of the talks that he talks about. He's the only one that goes back to the Constitution all the time. None of the other ones even talk about it.
But I use this as a barometer of the intelligence of the American people. And I'm telling you, there were Ron Paul supporters there last night. There's a lot of people because the painting of Ron Paul as being, you know, the exception of the rule or the guy that's way out there or he's just not electable, he's not this. The majority of the people sitting in that audience sat silent, did not applaud for any points that Ron Paul made. He has got an uphill battle, and I'll tell you what, I never, ever wish harm on anybody. I really do not, folks, but I've got to tell you what, it would not sadden me one little bit if for some reason there was a freaky storm and the main offices of Fox News was hit by a tornado that just wiped out anything and everything. And well, I do not wish harm or destruction on anybody, but this is the most callous, calculated, bald-faced, anti-journalistic, yellow journalism exercise
well,
I've ever
that
seen
was
in my
a,
life.
That was a career breaker for them. That's going to all come back. It's all going to come back. They're all worried about who's the other guy, the radio guy that got
Hannity.
Busted. Yeah, no, the other one. The big radio guy that got busted.
Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, okay. Now he's like, you know, the end of the world. But now these guys, that's a career breaker. These guys, all that's going to happen. They're going to have to come back and pay for that later.
That's my imitation of Rush Limbaugh. All right, here you go, folks. It's Friday. Think about this. Get out of that credit card debt, unsecured loan. Do it today. Start taking action. Are you frozen by the fear? Break the fear. Break the change. Chart the course for your own survivability, folks. Give James a call at 877-331-0626. James, I will see you Monday.
Right on.
All right, and hang around a second. I'm going to call you right after the program.
Okay.
All right. Folks, you have a good weekend. Think about what we've been talking about credit card debt, and email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. You will never, ever regret it. We'll see you Monday.